The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Time to play Answer the Internet. It's a game that Barstool Sports created.
Okay.
Some of them we can't do on the air.
No.
Like
some
this
of them
one.
Are very Barstool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, which broads would you tag team?
Oh, which ones? That's I could so, think about that I mean, all day.
A lot I can think of.
This one, seems really easy. Would you rather S1D? Or
yeah.
50,000, or get 2,000 for every one you do.
Like everyone you are already done, or like.
I don't think it's a lifetime achievement award, but
dang.
Yeah, I'll give you
just
that.
Moving forward,
I'll give you that.
You want retro pay?
So 50,000 for one, or 2,000 for everyone that you've done.
Yeah, are you retiring today?
Okay.
I'm just saying I can make more the other way.
Yeah, that's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's ongoing. It's like winning a scratch-off that pays you something every week.
Yeah, it's a dividend. That would be a tough one because one's very easy. The other one, you have to commit yourself to at least 26.
Yeah. Well,
to start
you could
making
just get
a profit.
$2,000 and then be like, well, I could use some money right now.
And it's ongoing, like forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I take that one. I mean, if it was, like, all right away, like, all right, you have 24 hours. Well, I've seen the Houston 500.
Yeah.
You did?
And it did not appeal to me. I saw some of it.
The Houston 500 was a porn star named Houston who had sex with 500 men. That was her thing.
Yeah.
She was. That was a big story, like, 1998.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right when you got internet TV?
Web TV, yeah.
Web TV.
Yeah. And when Stern was on E! Every night. And then she sold her private parts that had been removed. She auctioned them off.
Gross.
Yeah.
Everything about her is gross.
Why?
That's gross.
Imagine
she
the things
like a
you
nice
could
lady.
Do with those, though.
Yeah, I bet she did. Would you rather be falsely accused of murder or never stop orgasming?
What did you say?
Would you rather be falsely accused of murder or never stop orgasming? What?
So falsely accused... But not convicted?
Unclear. You might be convicted.
Huh. I don't take my chances. I never stop orgasming.
I think that would get pretty tedious after a bit.
I would think after just 24 hours, it would send you to madness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go with being falsely accused and hope to God that I have an alibi somehow.
I don't know. Prison looks not fun.
No, it doesn't, but it doesn't. I mean, if you never stop, eventually you're just going to go crazy.
Yeah. But if you're accused and you get nothing, you know, even if you end up being found innocent, what's the upside? You know, I mean, the orgasm thing, at least you get like the first couple.
I mean, the upside.
I mean, yeah, but imagine even like if you laugh too hard for more than 5 minutes, like just that alone is tough.
Yeah.
And I would equate laughter with like that kind of like that same sort of convulsion.
Yeah, they usually happen at the same time.
Sometimes they do.
And I'd say the
upside. I don't think I could handle it. It's too much.
All right, Steve. We may have done this one before, but it's worth going back. I don't remember it, but these things happen. Mm-hmm. Annette says, I only want to have sex with you again if I'm wearing a mascot head, but don't worry, you can pick the head.
Oh, yeah, we did this one before.
Yeah, did you pick Gritty?
Gritty.
Gritty, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Or the Fanatic. I mean, either one. They're both.
Fanatics.
Okay, this one's not
got
so much
a plump
a,
ass.
This one's not so much a.
It's just a mask, Joe. Just a mask.
Well, isn't the mask the whole thing? I would imagine.
No.
I don't know.
What do you, how do you think they get in it? Through the anus?
Yeah. I actually did.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was just, it was kind of just one head that morphed into body.
It
like,
is.
Like Grimace.
He's a gumdrop.
This one is more specific. It's not imaginary. This is a question about your past or your present. What's the weirdest thing that caused you to treat your body like an amusement park?
The weirdest.
The weirdest.
Sometimes I think Disney characters are pretty good looking, which makes me feel weird.
Well,
I'm like,
Joe
wow,
said
you're really attractive for yeah. a Disney character. You're not even real, but.
Didn't you, Joe, say what's the name of that sexy rabbit or something once?
Yes.
I said
you were talking, about Lolo Bunny.
No, Trix from the cereal.
Yeah. They got a Daffy.
Kelly, which animated character is your favorite, weirdo?
I remember vividly thinking that Ariel was so hot when yeah. I was little. And then the guy that she wanted to bang.
Sebastian.
Yeah, he, nope, that's the crab.
The crab.
Almost got her.
I think the other guy
almost
Dave or something.
It's, yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, undersea Dave.
Ariel, Sebastian, and Dave.
Prince Dave here.
Yeah, him.
His name was Eric.
Eric.
Which is not much
nope,
better than Dave.
Practically Dave, really.
Hot Wings, what about you?
Car. It's got to be car.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Tailpipe of every GM auto that's come out in the last 25 years.
I mean, I do have a deep appreciation for automotive design, but it's never gotten me off.
What about like a calendar? Like Porsche girls of 1989.
Well, yeah, but see that, but that wouldn't be. I mean, that,
like you just cover wrenches. The girl's face.
Well, it's certainly not impossible that it would have been a Pirelli calendar. Or
this girl ruined the picture. That's perfectly good Porsche.
Well, the ones that when we were in Knoxville, they had women of the SEC and Playboy, and the women from the University of Tennessee brought it in, and while they were there, Hot Wings started reading an article in Playboy about a car.
That's true.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, that's true. I'm like, this car is sweet.
Yeah. I go, the girls that are on the cover, they're right there.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but I can't say anything about them because I'm me and I'm nervous. So let me just focus on this.
Scooch out of the way, honey.
Focus.
I need to see those wheel arches.
Yeah. Check out the rims.
I'd love to give that car a rim job.
Yeah.
Not you, though, ma'am.
No,
man.
You'll have a baby someday.
So, what's your Corthy load like this semester?
Do you have a car?
I bet they look terrible now, but that car still looks good.
Joe, what about you?
Boy, I don't know.
Chris Farley's death picture.
I thought you were gonna say Krispy Kreme donuts.
Oh.
I was like, yeah. Oh, especially when they're warm.
Yeah.
If I had a penis, I would.
I don't know. Either a sex tape with me in it, or the description of Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. No,
like
I don't
close
find
your
either
eyes
of them
and
attractive.
Pretend you're at a desk. And
Steve, what about you?
Probably something food related.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
Like George and Seinfeld, did you try to sneak a pastrami sandwich into bed so you could take a bite in between motions?
Yeah, like
I don't know, sometimes
railing
you just
a cheesesteak,
eat something good, and it's like, yeah, ready
so
to go.
You're like, I gotta go rub one out?
Wow.
Because this was good pizza?
Don't judge me.
It's just.
Well, mine's worse.
It's
so
hard to think about that because all your favorite foods are so carby.
You think he's gonna be too exhausted?
It feels like it would add heaviness to your wiener.
Yeah, boy, Steve's having a hard time sleeping. He better have some pasta and a whack.
I think you're confused. I think you're confusing. You're confusing me with your impression of me.
She said like lasagna, and you said yeah.
Yeah, you did.
You're gonna eat a meat cake, and then touch yourself.
A meat cake.
Yeah, deny it, Garfield.
When Kelly dropped that meatloaf off, did you guys rub it on each other? Not you and Kelly, but you and your wife.
Yeah, of course.
Man, I got something that is really going to turn you on. Hang on, let me find this.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
Is it meatloaf?
Boy, 100% of the time Joe said that, it's worked out great.
Yeah, it's always been true.
Here's something that's really going to turn you on.
So Steve has a thing about feet, right?
What?
Yeah, he loves them. He never stops talking about it.
He never does.
And wait, you got a foot fetish, Steve. That's
and
cool.
Isn't your kink when the feet are a little small for the woman, it seems like she might tip over?
Yeah, like they've been bound.
Yeah, Steve was...
Does
Steve,
a little big Steve, work, too? Like, if it, like they're just like an unusual size.
Steve grew up in a Chinese foot binding family,
yeah.
So...
Now I'm going to yes and you, Joe. Yes, of course I'm into feet.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I had just forgotten.
Yeah.
It's been a while here. Since I was turned on by feet, but yeah. Please send
I'm
me something.
I'm going to airdrop this to you.
Is this like,
is this like a meatloaf made out of feet?
Yeah, it's called a feet loaf.
Oh, no. This sounds so gross already.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, oh, is this like... Foot-long hot dog jackers.
On, open.
Is Wilford Brimley going to be the spokesperson for this?
Oh, my God. You could use onions as the toenails.
Wow. You're, like, already way...
I'm doing it.
You're doing... Yeah.
I'm doing it. You're going to get a feet loaf. You and Annette, you're going to make baby number three after you eat my feet loaf.
Look, oh, boy.
Look
at that. That's so gross.
Yes!
I think that's celery, though, isn't it?
It is. Is that peanut butter in the back? What is that?
No, I think that's an onion. Yeah. Like, that's a... It looks like the cross section of an onion.
No, it'd definitely be peanut butter.
Just look up feet loaf and go to the images.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
This is on onions, Hallmark's website. Why is
celery.
That a thing?
Oh, look at this big fat
for Halloween.
One.
Oh,
and
this
Christmas.
Is great. Would you and Annette like feet loaf?
Come on.
I'd eat it.
Google like, image it.
Okay.
Do you think when you picked it up to wrap around you, you'd probably mash it because you get too excited?
Oh, man. I can't wait to make that.
I think the only thing...
make your meatloaf, right?
I think the only way that it could be possibly made better is if you made them hollow and then could slide your feet into them.
Like slippers?
That's a great idea.
No, Kelly, I don't want meatloaf.
As a Kelly
stunt,
will you make feetloaf slippers and then go try to adopt a dog?
Look at that big, fat foot loaf.
You know, some people are better at meat artistry than others.
Meat artistry.
Oh, look at this one. Is decidedly bad at
this
it.
This one's really nice. It's got, I'm assuming that's like a red pepper or something.
I think it's
ketchup,
isn't it?
Is it?
And some rice in the middle, maybe?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, how sexy and spooky.
Okay, those are pretty good, the feet loaf.
Yeah.
All right, what's yours, Free Beer? You said yours is the weirdest of all.
Yeah.
Fish?
No, it's not fish. When I was in college, the first year, I worked at a grocery store that had a pizzeria, deli, and a bakery, and they were all connected. Oh, no. So I would have to make the dough for the pizza. And so that was the only time you went in the bakery, was if you were, because you didn't work over there. And the girl that I worked with that I really wanted to have sex with,
is this the Chiquita Banana Girl?
No, she didn't work there full time.
She was
a paid promotional
guest.
Artist.
Yeah, she was the celebrity talent.
Okay.
1 week only, banana. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Do you work with mascots at all of your jobs? Okay. I do not.
Now, this was a permanent worker named Milge.
So we were making the pizza dough.
How do you spell that?
Just like it sounds.
With more J's than you'd expect.
Milge.
We were in the back making the pizza dough, and she said something so overtly sexual, which I then assumed meant we were good friends. And but for a while,
you go up and give her a punch on the shoulder.
Every time I smelled the bakery, I got horny. So. It doesn't work anymore. I go there.
Chief.
Yeah.
No Milge effect.
Uh-huh.
So you pat her on the shoulder. Said,
oh, man.
Good
that's
one,
a,
sport.
That is a real sexy thing you said. You and should then, say that to a man you want to have sex with someday.
And then you skipped out of there like,
see
one day I'll find a lady.
I'm going to go ruin the back seat of my 88 Ford Escort. I didn't do that.
And my Michigan State shirt years later.
Yeah, I milged all over this thing.
You cleaned it, though. I noticed that.
No, there was never anything there. This is the... D'Antoni effect or whatever that's called.
Totally different.
The Mark D'Antoni effect, yeah.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.